Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This is very timely and is so relatable. They ask people something that you anxiously wait for but are bored with by the time it's done. Now, number three on the list was the Super Bowl.
Wow.
You get all geared up. You're ready for it. You see the team's going to play. You're getting all excited about the commercials and stuff, hanging out with your friends. And then by the end of the night, if the game's not good, it's like, oh, man, I'm just ready to go. Most people feel that way. So is there something that you anxiously wait and then you are bored with by the time it gets here? Number one answer is some movies that are out.
Really?
Yeah. So you're like, man, I cannot wait to see this movie. And then halfway through, you're like, oh, this is not as good as I thought it would be.
I recently pulled up Regal Cinemas just to see what movies are out there.
Yeah.
I have no clue what any of them are. I'm just, with all the streaming services now, yeah. Netflix, Amazon, movie theaters, they're about to be a thing of the past, I think.
I don't know. I mean, I think people still like to go see it on a giant screen with a crowd around them.
Yeah, there's still something about just going and, you know, paying $52 for some popcorn and a Coke and sitting there.
And 80 for a ticket.
Yeah, and that, where else will you get that sticky floor feeling? I mean, honestly, you can't find that everywhere.
Oh, the bowling alley.
Well, I don't know, man. I still like going to the theater. I mean, the sound system is superb. The screen is huge. And I do think there's something about that crowd, all of you together.
Laughing together.
I saw the Tom Cruise Top Gun movie, Maverick. Yeah. That was like, everyone is like, you're all pulling for the same thing.
I just wish you could pause it to go to the bathroom.
That's true.
Yeah.
And turn it down just a scooch.
Sometimes
it's so loud. Like, the music is deafening. It's just too much.
Could you imagine, though, if you all, like, you did have a pause button and everybody had to wait for you to come back?
You would never get the movie done. Someone else would be like, oh, I'm sorry. I need to go now.
Yeah. Or maybe they just have, like, an intermission, you know, for everybody to go at the same time.
And then there's a line out the bathroom door.
Yeah, true.
So, some movies, they say, people were asked, what do you anxiously await and then you're bored with by the time it's over? A date was number two on the list.
Dang.
So you're going out with somebody, you're excited,
yeah,
and
I can see that.
Halfway through, you're like, man, I just want this to be over, and you're trying to find an excuse to get out of the date at that point, and I got to go to work early. Well, you knew that before we went out on the date. Yeah?
I had a girlfriend do that to me once.
Oh.
I got to get out. I got to get up early.
Okay.
She was actually going out with someone else after me.
That ain't good.
That's not.
Visit from relatives is mentioned. So you're excited about your relatives coming in, and then after 3 or 4 days, like, man, when are they going to leave?
I got friends sometimes, and you'll be excited, like, oh, they're going to come stay with us. And then after a little while, you're kind of like, all right, I really like them, but I don't like them living with me. Mm-hmm. Even, like, my parents will come down for a week or so, and they're pretty low maintenance, but you're like, after more than a couple of weeks, you're kind of like, all right, I want my house back.
Okay.
Do you walk around in your underwear when your mom and dad are there?
Yeah, why? I mean, they raised me, for goodness sakes.
Oh, God. Go. Move on.
All right. Something you anxiously await, and then you're bored with by the time it is finished, a wedding. I think that's for the bride and groom. I mean, that's a long day. You're sitting there at the reception, and you're, like, shaking hands and kissing and all that stuff. And you're like, man, I wish it'd just be over with.
Okay, I don't know, but I know that for sure I've never even looked forward to any other wedding than my own. I'm like, yeah. I don't look forward to it, and I'm definitely bored.
Yeah, it's just the bride and groom and their families.
Maybe the women, like the bridesmaids, maybe they're kind of excited. And then they get there and they're like, oh, this also wasn't as cool as I thought.
Bridesmaid, for me, it's so much work that at the end of it, you're like, oh my gosh. So I don't know. But I mean, weddings are fun if you're not working it.
And now I got this ugly dress to remember it by.
Yeah. Lower on the list, people mentioned Christmas.
I thought that was going to be higher, but then again, you said getting bored through it, and you don't get bored of Christmas till after you've done everything and opened it all and played with it.
Well, it says bored with it by the time it's over.
I guess so.
So Christmas, you get, but you're so anxious, and then that day comes, and then all of a sudden it's like, okay, let's get this Christmas tree down.
Well, it is a big letdown. Yeah. There's a depression after because you built it up for so long.
Then they say kids being out for school during the summer. A lot of parents, I guess, look forward to that.
Yeah, the kids look forward
to that.
Oh, the kids look forward to it.
And they get bored after a little bit.
All right.
Not as much now because they can communicate so many other ways.
Yeah.
But I can remember, especially when you're younger, you don't have cars yet and all, you get out for summer. And I can remember walking down the sidewalk. Some people are on vacation. I couldn't find all my friends. And so you're just walking going, wow, what am I going to do all day?
Walking. Kids don't walk today.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
I said, I remember.
Back in the day.
Yeah, nowadays it's not as big a deal.
And then finally, they're saying last two are vacation. You look forward to the vacation.
Yes,
and then like the fifth day in, you're like ready to go back home.
I don't really have that.
It depends on the vacation. I mean, because you want to get back home and get settled, then you need a vacation from your vacation.
I've never had a vacation long enough to want to get back yet.
Yeah, my thing is the day before you're leaving a resort, thinking now I gotta go fly back all tomorrow and then the next day I gotta go right back to work, and then you just start, is it worth it even going on vacation?
I always unpack my bags or whatever when I get there, and I think it's going to be like a blip, and I'll feel like I'm packing all this back up. And then when you're packing it back up, you're like, God, that didn't last near as long as I hoped it would.
All right. Finally, something you're anxiously wait, but you're bored with by the time it's over. This conversation.
Yeah.
Oh.
To be honest, I wasn't even really that anxiously waiting for it.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
So, what's the happiest part of your day? When is the happiest part of your day?
I do like the feeling at night when you slip into bed for the first time, those clean sheets, and you're ready to just kind of snuggle in for a minute, maybe read a book, watch a show or something, watch some reels.
Surprisingly, that is not when people are their happiest.
Yeah, it's when you get home from work and the workday's done and you're looking forward to a good dinner.
Surprisingly, that is not when people are the happiest.
When you're eating dinner.
Surprisingly, according to a new study, mornings when you first wake up is the happiest time of day. I think that's insane, but they do have some interesting points.
I've done my own research. I don't think this is right.
Yeah, the reason they say so is because when you first wake up, you tend to not have thought about all of the problems that you have to deal with yet, and you have a hopeful attitude, and you're more satisfied and less downbeat.
Well, you're more groggy then. That's why you're not thinking of stuff you have to do, but some people like me, I start thinking about that as soon as I do get up.
See, it takes me a little bit of time before it all filters in, because the first thing I do, I just get up, and I'm like, I got my routine I got to do. I'm like, oh, it's a so-and-so, a Wednesday or a Thursday or whatever it is, and I'm like, all right. And then after I get in the shower, I start thinking of all the bad stuff.
Okay, I can see that. But I can see the reasoning behind this, too. We have a different job because we get up so early. It's like we got to hit it and get it. We get out of bed, hit the shower, and then we go to work.
I think a lot of people do that.
You know what? I don't. I think some people have the luxury of having breakfast, having their cup of coffee, and relaxing, maybe reading the news on their cell phone, and then they start their day.
I don't know. Judging by the amount of traffic, when I'm just a few minutes late coming into work, I'd say more people are awake with us than you might think.
Well, I mean, I like for Saturdays or the weekend, I'm like, I love that morning time when you wake up, you relax.
You don't have to rush, drink coffee.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I tell my friends if they want to do something like brunch, I'm like, as long as that brunch is afternoon.
Yeah.
I say, because I'll drink coffee till 11.
Uh-huh.
Well, experts analyzed data from almost 50,000 adults over 2 years, and they found that regardless of what day it was, a person tends to wake up in a good mood, and that is the best they're going to feel all day.
Oh,
that's bad. They say it's a roller coaster after that with a big dip around 10:30 a.m. There is another surge of happiness around 6 p.m. when people get off work and have dinner. So you guys were definitely in the right area there.
Throw this in, too. Around 6 o'clock, the kids are done with their homework, and you're like, ooh, okay.
Right,
I can relax for the rest of the night. I don't have to help anybody with homework.
Hawk, you said bedtime.
Yeah, bedtime, you snuggle in, get all cozy in
your
bed.
That is the least happy time for people.
Wow.
Because you got to go to work the next morning.
Yeah, I think, and you've had the whole day, you're reflecting back on everything that went wrong, the stuff you got to deal with. Huh.
I look forward to two things each day, waking up and drinking coffee, and getting in my bed at night.
I'm a person who hates to go to bed, but once I'm in bed, I hate to get out of it.
Yep.
Like, I am a night owl. I put things off. I have a million excuses not to climb in the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I finally get in bed and go to sleep, I have a million excuses of not to get out of them. On Saturdays, I can lay there. I wake up the same time we do the show, no matter what.
Yeah.
But I still lay in that bed and just do nothing.
I think for me, bedtime's quiet time, too, because the kids been rowdy all night, and you finally get that, like, breath of fresh air where it's like, okay, I can just relax and not have any stresses.
Yeah, you got two boys. Yeah. I had it much easier with the kids because the boy and the girl, they didn't fight as much.
Oh, man,
I don't
get
all that as much. I mean, every now and then they'll drag each other around the house laughing and giggling, but it's not the kind of fighting like I did with my brother when I was growing up.
Oh, yeah. It's like, it's just serious.
Well, they say some other obvious things. The happiest mornings are Saturdays or Sundays.
Oh, yeah.
And people tend to be happier in the summer months than the winter months.
I could see that, too.
Yeah. Well, you got that seasonal affective disorder or whatever, SAD, it's called.
Yeah. Because it's so dark all the time during the winter months, and then it's always light, and you can go out and get a breath of fresh air.
I have been angry since winter started.
Okay.
I've been depressed, and... Like yesterday annoyed me because I wanted to take a nap and it was bright and sunny. And I was like, why couldn't we have one of those sad days today so I could take a nap, you know?
You got to get some of those black, like little masks.
My wife has one.
No, does she?
Yeah, I need to get one for me. I think I have one. It's just in a drawer and I don't know where.
But you still feel guilty. If it's nice and warm out, you feel like you need to be out in it.
I don't have that issue. I need better blinds is what I need.
I don't get out in it, and I should.
You know, you need some of those hotel blinds.
Blackout blinds.
Yeah, man.
Next time I go to a hotel, I know what I'm stealing.
Yeah, you don't steal the towels.
Get the blinds.
Yeah.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of people talking about the Super Bowl party and what they're going to wear and stuff. Not the guys so much
because
they have their lucky jersey or shirt maybe. They might wear the sports jersey of their team of choice.
I guess. I think there's a ton of people who just go because it's a party and they're going to eat food and watch and drink and watch a game.
This is for the girls, Tom. Okay? So girls, I know you're planning on what you want to wear at this party and you're going to pick out that cute little football shirt or maybe a jersey. To support the team. And if you do this, you want to go with a low number. Go with a low number because
they were going to already.
What?
They were going to already. They like low numbers, low weight.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, well, short, low height.
Does your favorite number make you look fat?
How'd I know that was going to be the topic?
Some athletes choose lower numbers to look slimmer, especially the wide receivers, because the big, you know, huge football guys, they're self-conscious about their body image. And they say a study finds some of the football players wear lower jersey numbers to appear thinner and quicker.
We'll just rename them all tight end. Who doesn't want to be called that?
No, that's true. That's true. But the study validated this long-standing belief about how athletes choose their uniform numbers,
And they say that the bigger, like wide receivers, they opt for jersey numbers 10 through 19 because that seems to make them look a little bit more quicker than they are because they're the big guys.
I don't follow that because I would think that it, like the number one would make you look thinner.
Well, sure.
But
yeah.
I don't see how once you get to two digits, it makes you look thinner. 10 and
oh, I do. I mean, here's the investigation discovered that many felt these lower numbers made them appear to run faster and higher numbers typically make them seem slower, starting with the 80s. So they don't go over 80s. And a lot of times, that's the numbers that they will give, like those guys, those big guys. So you think about it, 88, that's a fat number.
No, it's not. Dale Jr. was 88.
88, it's still a fat number.
It's
You got two snowmen put together. You got number 11. That's you know, that's kind of thin. You got 8, you know. Even, you know, maybe 13 kind of looks chunky, but...
I think it's ridiculous. It shows you the mentality of football players.
I don't even know if I believe it.
It's a study.
It doesn't make any sense,
yes,
though.
Yes, it does.
They really choose that
because they want to seem quicker because those guys are slower normally on the football field. And if you got one of those bigger guys that's quicker, it intimidates the other guys.
What about double zero?
Double zero is chunky. That's a chunky number.
But it's a low number.
Yeah, but zero is kind of a chunky one.
So you don't believe the study either.
I don't care if you believe it or not. It's a study. So they've done research on this. They have spent a lot of money to figure out this situation. So that's why I'm saying, girls, you picking that jersey out or that, you know, shirt that has the number on it, go with the lower number.
Well, they didn't think about it till right now.
Okay.
They probably never crossed their mind.
Well, I'm here to help.
Because, I mean, how does this work? Because if I'm watching the game and I see number one running, I'm like, well, look how slow number one is because he's so fat.
No. No, it's got to be, that'd be a thinner number. He looks...
He's not going to look thinner because he's got a one.
I don't get it either.
I'm not going to be running at a football party either.
Okay, but if it works for these
we'll
guys,
the
appearance. Run to the food bar.
We don't believe it. Now, I will say I saw something funny. Nate Bergazzi was talking about how he got up to go 3 yards to the kitchen to get like a Coke, and the other guy ran 100 yards down the football field to score in the same amount of time that it took him to get a Coke, and he missed the play.
That's pretty funny.
That's pretty out of shape.
Yeah.
I believe that like colors can make you look thinner. I mean, they always say black makes you look thinner.
Stripes?
Vertical stripes, not horizontal.
You don't have to believe it.
I don't.
Yeah, it's okay.
It doesn't sound like anyone here does.
It's a study. It doesn't matter. It's a study. They found this out. So
doesn't reality matter more than a study?
So if the football player, because don't some of those big guys, they're like 300 pounds,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So if he's wearing number one, we're gonna be like, he is so skinny.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think there's any wide receivers that are 300 pounds.
I don't know. I'm not good.
Because they gotta run fast.
Yeah, wide receivers are not like those big guys on the line. Those are the chunky guys.
I feel like I'd fail that game. When you're at the fair where they're like, step right up and guess the weight.
Right.
I don't know.
And so are you telling me that this 110-pound kicker is going to come out on the field wearing an 88,
well,
and you're going to go, look how fat he is.
Kickers are the smallest on the team.
I know.
That's why he's saying
okay.
88 on his jersey is not going to make him look bigger to me.
But Travis Kelce is 87, and he's not chunky. He's quite nice to look at. So.
Okay.
Well, you know it's a study.
If you want to, you can use this information while you're picking out your jersey or your shirt, whatever you want to do to support your team.
You know, I wasn't going to watch the game, but I am now because I'm going to look see how many big guys are on that team.
Okay.
Yeah, and what number they're wearing.
Well, you know what? You do that because this is a study from ESPN and also NFL. So they have seen that throughout the years that's what these guys pick. They
Those
pick
are
these
not
numbers.
What I would consider scientific study
science. Come on.
The NFL also picks the winner of the team before the game is played. But
okay.
You know.
Now that's conspiracy theory.
That's like a scientific study.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, it's time for our annual crank call. Cecil B. Hollister's here to help us maybe find a Super Bowl party to attend this weekend.
Yeah, it's always fun to hear him try.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We find a stranger, and we're just going to call a random number here. Jeff is his first name. I will say that.
Okay, don't give his last name.
I won't do that. Here we go. Y'all ready? See if I can get the Super Bowl party here. It's going to be a lot of fun. Ready for football and the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles too.
Hello? Hello?
Hey, I'm looking for Jeff. This is his buddy, Cecil B. Hollister. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, but Jeff is, I'm Cecil B. Hollister. We hang out at the sports bar, and I'm excited about coming to the Super Bowl party coming up y'all having this Sunday. I was going to ask him what he wanted me to bring or anything like that, because I know that puts a lot of stress on you and stuff. Like, I can bring Pepsi Cola, 2 liters, something, maybe some Fritos or whatever y'all want me to bring. I can get my wife, Ruby. She makes a good corn dip, too.
Yeah, you don't have to bring anything. We'll supply everything.
Oh, that's good then. That'll be a lot of fun then. I just going to get with him then maybe and just see, what time y'all going to start and stuff. Is he there?
Yeah, actually, hang on. Let me grab him. Your buddy Cecil on the phone. He wants to chat with you.
I don't know Cecil. Who's that?
From the sports bar.
Yeah, he said from the sports bar. Well, I don't know. He's on the phone, honey. Just grab the phone.
Hey, hello.
Hey, what's up, Jeff? It's me, Cecil B. Hollister. What you doing, buddy? Can't wait. We're going to have some fun at your Super Bowl party. Your wife's nice, too. I didn't realize she's so nice. She said I didn't even have to bring anything. I was going to see if you want me to bring some Pepsi Cola or something.
Wait, slow down. Hold on. Do I know you?
Yeah. Remember, you go to the sports bar and I met up with you and your friends, and y'all was talking about the Super Bowl party, and then you said, hey, won't you come on by my Super Bowl party, too? You don't remember?
Hold on.
It's a couple weeks ago.
Can't say that I do, man.
Yeah, see?
Well, who else do you know? You know somebody else? Or?
Yeah, our mutual friends, probably, because we talked about football for about an hour there. You said, hey, won't you come to the Super Bowl party? And your wife invited me, too, so.
I'm so sorry.
Cecil B. Hollister, buddy. Come on.
Yeah,
we're talking about the Carolina Panthers and all that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know my address?
That's what I was going to get, too. I was going to get that from you.
I'm a little confused as to who you are.
You don't know who I am? We were at the sports bar, buddy. Talking about football, me and all your friends cutting up, having a good time, and watching football.
I'm sorry, buddy. I'm not recalling it.
But your wife said I could come, see? So, and I don't even have to bring anything, but my wife don't mind making that corn dip. It's good. It's got corn in it. It's got dip in it. Skull.
He's saying you said that he could come?
Of course he can come. I don't care which one of your friends comes to the party. We're going to have a good time.
No, I mean, look, that's not my friend. I don't know him.
He says he knows you, says you invited him. How else would he know about the party?
You want a stranger in our house? I mean, I really don't know him.
Then don't let him come, honey. I don't know. Figure it out.
Hey, I'm sorry, man. I mean, you're just going to have to find your own Super Bowl party.
But your wife wants me there. I kind of listen.
She knows, man.
So she don't mind. Is it be like she said, it'd just be one more. Well, two people come. My wife, Ruby, wants to come to watch the Super Bowl party with me.
Even know my wife, man. If you call him randomly, I'll get it. Like, who are you?
Yeah, I'm your buddy from the sports bar. I'm offended that you won't even let me come to your Super Bowl party. We had that good long chat about football. And
you're harassing us now. I mean, I've said no to you a few times. Done with this. Don't call me again. I don't know you.
Well, I ain't got no way to watch Super Bowl party. My TV's broken.
Well, you're confusing me with somebody who cares. Please don't call me anymore, and goodbye.
But wait.
Hello.
Wow.
Hello. You kind of turned mean at the end.
Oh, yes.
Well, you know what? I almost had the wife convinced.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, once again, I guess Cecil B. Hollister will be coming to your Super Bowl party, Tom.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.